studying American history without also explaining the contributions of blacks yields an undesirable consequence. If you have no clue about the historical contributions made to this country by my ancestors, you have a lack of respect for me as a black person. As a black man, I have an obligation to learn about those historical contributions so I can explain them to you. I also have an obligation to show you documented proof that blacks helped to found and settle this country. Mr. Pearson not only taught us in his American history and civics classes, but he encouraged us to join an organization called the Youth Council of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. At that time, he served as one of two advisors to the Jacksonville Youth Council, NAACP. I knew about the NAACP, but frankly, had no clue about the NAACP Youth Council, although it did sound quite interesting. Mr. Pearson used a particular saying when he talked with us about the NAACP and the struggle for human dignity and respect. He simply said, "Freedom is not free," which resonated with me. Mr. Pearson's classroom teaching and his involvement with the NAACP outside the classroom took a lot of courage in the 50s. He and his family even moved into the predominantly white Springfield neighborhood, which we considered one of the racist neighborhoods in Jacksonville at that time. At the ripe old age of 11, I could not understand or appreciate the width and the breadth of Mr. Pearson's courage, but I would become a quick learner. In essence, here was a black school teacher in Jacksonville who ignored and refused to use the approved Duval County School System American History textbook that excluded many relevant contributions by blacks. A black school teacher in Jacksonville who taught outside of the public education box by extolling the contributions of blacks in American history. A black school teacher in Jacksonville who encouraged both students and school teachers to join the NAACP while actively marshaling the resources of the black community. A black school teacher in Jacksonville instrumental in getting whites to actively support and join the NAACP. A black school teacher who proved, even in Jacksonville, that the color of your skin should not be a prerequisite for or a condition to the purchase of a home in any neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida. As I said, Mr. Pearson personified courage.